Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. And now a call in for utility workers or anyone on the front lines of recovery from Sandy, 646-829-3980. I would really love to hear from utility workers. The utility companies are taking such a pounding now from residents and politicians as things are slow to come back online. LIPA, JCP&L, Con Ed, others, all on the receiving end of people's frustrations in our dark and cold homes, or those of you who are in dark and cold homes, which luckily I'm not. Maybe some of you who do this work can talk about the nature of the work and what it actually takes, that it's not your fault, you on the front lines. We know that, and you never get any love or any media exposure as you ride up in the wind and snow in those buckets. What's in your bucket list of things you'd like to say? So any utility workers listening right now, we would love to hear your stories of how it's going at 646-829-3980, 646-829-3980. I know one guy who loves you. His name is Christy.
We have 11,000 utility workers on the ground in New Jersey. We're housing them here. We're not letting them leave. They're staying. We're treating them real nice. And we'll make sure that they stay here and they get right back to work.
Sounds like you might have some bargaining chips with the gov there if you're from a visiting utility crew. What do you want to ask for? Or anything else you want to say at 646-829-3980, 646-829-3980. Also, anyone else doing frontline recovery work, also welcome to call in this segment. Police officers, firefighters, sanitation workers hauling away tree limbs and other debris. Do you work for the Red Cross? What's the work like and what are you seeing out there? 646-829-3980. We'll put your calls on the air right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio as the region still is recovering from Sandy. Any utility crew workers, telephone company workers, naturalists working on the beach, anyone who works or volunteers for the Red Cross. We'll do a separate segment on the beaches and the dunes, by the way, later in the show. We're also going to hear an update from Governor Christie live, excuse me, expected at about 11 o'clock. But 646-829-3980, if you're on the front lines of recovery, 646-829-3980. Susan in Williamsburg, you're on the air. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you, Brian Lehrer?
I'm okay, Susan from Williamsburg. What are you doing?
Well, my name is Suzanne, and right now I have soup on the stove, home fries in the oven, pasta, eggplant, big CD. I'm waiting for it to get picked up from someone from Occupy Astoria.
Uh-huh.
And I've been cooking for days.
Cooking for distribution to people who need food. And are you
initially, I'm very close to the Williamsburg Bridge. So initially I was loading up a suitcase and like walking or hitching across and giving it to the people living in a squat on Avenue C.
Uh-huh.
And then I did that for a couple days. And then I hooked up with someone on Twitter who works for the Wall Street Journal who came to my house and brought it to Red Hook. And now Occupy people are working with me. So,
Susan, thank you for doing it. And John in Neptune City, you're on the air. Hey, John, thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. I just want to let the people know up here in New Jersey how wonderful they are in opening their hands and their houses and stuff to us. We've been working 16, 18 hours a day. And we just have one request from these kind people,
uh-huh.
And that is when you see a four-wheel vehicle or just a vehicle with their flashers on and a rotating light on the highway, and we're going real slow, We're getting a lot of reaction from people because they don't realize that we're chasing down these power lines. And if they'll just have patience with us, we'll get everything through. But we're just checking and double-checking and rechecking, making sure everything's right. And that's why we have to go slow on the side of these roads.
And I gather that you're from Charlotte and Duke Power. How'd you wind up in here, up here? How'd that work out?
Well, it works out. I work for a company named Pike.
Uh-huh.
And when they have something like this happen, I work Katrina. And when they have something like that, our hands are open to anyone in the United States, and we're first response people with power company.
What would you say, by way of comparison, between this and Katrina? Not that we need to have a victimization contest, but descriptively, what are you seeing? How would you compare the two?
From 1 to 10, this is a 10.
What makes it a 10?
The devastating of the water. The water is an evil thing. Power and water don't mix, as you know. And with all this flooding in some of the areas that we've been to see these poor people's livelihoods sitting out on the sidewalk is just heartbreaking.
Absolutely. Why is it taking so long to get all the power back on? Do you have a front lines perspective on that? You know, people are so frustrated by that.
Well, you got to realize that what we see, there's a lot of equipment out here, a lot of lines and poles and stuff that probably could be replaced. The Jersey Power Company is doing a super job in what they're doing, and it's just a time-consuming thing. You folks have so much native growth up here, some of the most beautiful foliage I've ever seen, and I'm looking at a big standing oak right now, what we call a falling oak down in the Carolinas, and that's where the problems is. Then you add this snow and weight on top of it, it just combines with nothing but gravity. It has to come down.
John, thank you for your work, and thank you so much for taking a few minutes to share some of it with us.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Mike in Bergen County, you're on the air. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. How you doing? You work for PSE&G, I understand?
Yes, I do. I sure do.
What do you do?
Describe
what you're doing. What are your days like?
We're working on getting all the substations back up and running, and just want to let the people know it's not like we're not trying here. We're up against the elements, too. But also, the last gentleman was correct. Water and electricity don't mix, especially salt water and electricity. So we're having to deal with the after effects of water on the electrical components. So people are getting their power back, and then a day or two later it's going out because the circuit's failing. But trust me, there isn't a guy here that isn't working 16 hours and not working hard. You know, and a lot of us are still without power in our own homes, and we're here trying to get other people's power on. We don't go to the front of the line on, you know, it's not like we have priority over other people. So, you know, it's you know, I'm leaving up until the other day. I just got my electricity back, but for 7-8 straight days, I was leaving a dark house myself.
To go get other people hooked up.
Yeah, so if everybody, I've had most, 98% of the people have been real nice and real polite. But there's 2% out there that are misinformed, misguided, and it's just not the way it is.
What do the workers think of management's competence?
You know, this isn't they've been doing this a long time. You know what I'm saying? And it's not. I don't think they've been doing this a long time. And I'll tell you one thing about public service: they go all out to get other utilities here to get the stuff back up and running. Mm-hmm. You know, and the guys that they brought in this time, these guys are from guys from Dayton, Ohio, Service Electric from down in Memphis in Georgia, and
we just
Energy.
Heard the guy from North Carolina who doesn't want people to rear-end him when he's going slow.
These guys are knowledgeable. These guys are very knowledgeable. They're very, very hardworking, and they're just looking to get the job done. You know, they came up here, they sacrificed time with their families to come up here and help us out because part of it has to do, of course, they make a little bit of money, but they know when they're in trouble, we're coming down there to help them out, too.
I hear you. Mike, thank you for calling. I hope you and your family are okay and you're safe out there in the work. Colette in Brick, you're on the air. Hi, Colette.
Hi. I'm not a utility worker, but as you asked the question, I was just driving by a whole group. I'm in Brick Township, where we've been devastated.
And by the way, wasn't Brick evacuated? Just give me a quick update on Brick, because Brick was evacuated for this storm, right?
Yes. I was actually driving back from having been evacuated. I was at a friend's in Tom's River. We did not really need to evacuate, looking back afterward, but we did it just to be cautious.
Okay.
And water did not come up again, but we passed a group of Alabama utility workers and having a brief moment of levity, and they made a snowman, and they were taking a picture of all of them with the snowman. I'm guessing some of them maybe never saw snow.
So they're getting their little southern guy's grins out of seeing this foot of snow or whatever fell in your area.
Yep.
And what are they telling you about the work and what they're seeing out there? Anything?
I don't know. We were very fortunate. We got our power back 2 days after the storm, and we were just one of the lucky ones. But they're working very hard to get everybody back, I'm sure.
How did you wind up being part of the housing for the visiting utility crew?
I'm sorry, say that again?
How did you wind up? You're putting up some of these Alabama utility workers. They're staying in your place?
No. I was just riding by, and I saw them all on the road, taking a break from work, all posing around a snowman to get their photos.
I gotcha. Colette, thank you very much. Clifford in Oceanside, you're on the air. Hi, Clifford.
Hi, Brian. How are you? I listen to your show. Love it. I'm an arborist in Brooklyn, but I live in Oceanside, and my block has been out of power since the night of the storm, and we can't get power on. All these houses, no flooding, no damage, nothing. But we're considered to be in the floodplain, in the flood zone, and we can't get a hold of any inspectors. They say we have to inspect our homes individually, and we're using. Everybody's got these generators using up gas that can go other places, to someone who really needs it, and we're wasting this gas. We're waiting for these inspectors that we can't get a hold of anybody. What my wife has called the governor's office, she's called every office in town, and we got this runaround, and we're just every day I'm getting gas to feed my generator. Everybody on my block, I've got my neighbor hooked up to my generator. It's just ridiculous, and we can't get anybody to help us.
And Clifford, we're gonna take this story and see if we can find out why, and maybe people are listening right now. Oceanside. Clifford's our second frustrated caller from Oceanside today, so there you are. So thank you for your call, and to all you linemen who called in from North Carolina, wherever, thank you for your work.
I am a lineman for the county.